All right, it's DanCast for January. What day is it? January 11th, 2015. And I didn't think I was going to do a podcast. And here I am trying things out. And I'm loading up. This is how dumb it is now. I'm loading up Facebook to see if I should figure out what I should talk about. And I'm loading up Facebook. And I see Scott's posted some more stuff. That's always good. Scott had a good post about him. Melody had a good comment on it. Scott posted a photo of him doing a jog, and he had a ski mask on. And Melody posted, "You look like a murderer." And I thought that everyone had a good laugh. Everyone had a good laugh. So this is what it's like to do a show without any preparation whatsoever. I bought some cigars. I've been... This is not a good habit to try to pick up, but I wanted to, you know, learn what it was like to smoke cigars. Try to figure out what the fuss was all about. And this is, like... I imagine it's intimidating in the same way that... someone trying to buy drugs for the first time, like if they want to try smoking crack, like they need to know, you know, you need to buy your crack from someone you trust, and it's hard to find good crack dealers these days. Like, you know, someone you'd let watch your kids and sold crack. So it's like that, but a scale that's like, you know, just cigars, like tobacco. So I saw an ad in a magazine for a tobacco, like a cigar starter kit for $20. So I tried that out. I'm pretty excited, folks. It's going to come this week. I think it's going to come this week. I'm getting fucking cigars in the mail. It's got 10 cigars. It's got a lighter and one of those scissors you use to like snip off the top of the cigar. And I need to make sure. I'm hoping... It's going to be a lot like doing my own car repairs. Like, yeah, I watch a YouTube video to figure out what I should be doing. And I'm going to be doing that with the same thing with the cigars. Because I don't know how to fucking smoke a cigar. Basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to be all fucking cool and think that, you know, I'm going to have my whiskey, my bourbon out. I need to get a smoking jacket now. I'm going to get my cigars out. I'm going to start huffing and puffing on this thing and then have a goddamn coughing fit because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So that's going to come this week. I spent some time. I found a webpage that links to lossless downloads of game music. So I found this acoustic guitar arrangements of various Zelda games. So I've been enjoying that. They had arrangements from, what is the one on Game Boy? Link's Awakening. So I enjoyed those. That's a soundtrack that I don't, or that's a game I think got overlooked because it was on Game Boy. Because playing a game, a Link or a Zelda game on Game Boy was not fun. Especially back in the days when all you had was Game Boy. You didn't have Super Game Boy. And I was basically playing on a green screen for... How long did a Zelda game take? Hours. Days. What else is new? Mono Mai 2014... Or 15. God damn it. 2015, I want to read less news and more books. And I think it was doing that all right until today, because I didn't read any books, but I read a lot of news. Basically, I've been waking up every morning. My morning schedule is like 6 in the morning. I'm up. And instead of like sitting in a chair with an iPad, I sit at a desk and I just read books that I've had piling up forever. My... Maybe, did I talk about this already? I hope not. My thing about the books and studying is I have to treat it like studying. And the best study experience I've ever had was at Potsdam going to the library. And you'd go into one of those cubicles. and you could just sit there for hours. And I just needed to mimic that at home. So I kind of did. My process now is I'll sit in a chair, I'll have a book open. Sometimes I take out headphones and listen to stuff and just read in books. Some of them are work, most of them are work related. And I'll get my own homemade MBA, if that's what you call it. Homemade MBA. Speaking of headphones, the ones I've been using, I returned the Sennheiser Momentums, and as much as I love those, they had a great sound, and I loved them, but they were just so uncomfortable, and they feel like they'd pinch my ears. Another guy told me if I was interested in noise canceling to get the Bose QC25s, and I figured if I was going to do more traveling, I should get the noise canceling headphones. Because when I was taking my Vegas trip, you know, I had earbuds at the time, and I'd shove the earbuds as far into my ear canal as it would go. And, you know, after like an hour of that, first of all, you got to turn it up really loud so you can even hear it, because you have like a jet engine just overtaking anything going on. So I'm interested in saving my hearing. So I wanted to get noise canceling headphones. And so I returned these Momentums, and then at CES this past week, they announced, what did they announce? They announced noise-canceling wireless Momentums, so I want to get those. I want to see how much they actually cost, and if it's around the same price as, like, those QC25s, I want to get those, because I think I listen to a lot of stuff, and it's worth it. It's worth spending. See, people would think, if you spend over like $100 on headphones, they think you're a fucking madman. But the thing is, a lot of people, they use headphones all day, every day. So it's like, if you're going to do this, spend some money on it. Don't be a cheap ass. And get it, just get something good. This is similar to like my sisters. And some, like, if they want iPhones, like, they'll get, like, the one that's, like, free, or it's a penny. And to me, I think, you know, you're gonna have this thing for 2 years. You're gonna use this thing every day. Just spend the money and get the decent phone so that a year from now you're not horribly frustrated with it. What else is going on? Right now I'm using, not right now, but in general I'm using these Urbanite XL headphones, because I bought those because they were on sale after we returned my Momentums, and they sound great on electronic music, on dance music, really booming bass, and I like those a lot. I would recommend them if I didn't think these new Momentum headphones coming out weren't going to blow them away, but I don't know yet. What else can I talk about? Caught up with Scotty during the winter break, during my Christmas break, so that's good. Not a whole lot going on. In general, things are pretty good. I think for this year, I am going to try taking the first half of the year relatively easy. I don't want to go. I'm not auditioning for any of the plays, the shows that we're doing for the theater group. So I thought of it, and it's like, you know, 12 weeks a year I give my free time to this thing, and maybe what else could I do with that time? My fear is I'm going to get home and not know what to do with myself, and part of that's good. I can play more video games. Been playing The Last of Us. And The Last of Us so far is pretty good. I'll probably play a bit after I get off this microphone. If you haven't checked that out, highly recommended. For those of you who have games, game consoles, still haven't upgraded. I don't know if I will for a little bit longer, because the only game I really wanted to play on PS4 was The Last of Us, and part of me is just, I'm thinking it's not the remastered version, they called it. I did quotes, like, you guys can't see me. But it's not, didn't seem like it was that much more improved. So I'm just gonna play it the old-fashioned way. Hope everyone's doing well. I hear back from people that they're still listening to my podcast, so that's part of the reason I was like, maybe I shouldn't do a podcast anymore. But I guess I'll still talk into this goddamn thing. I switched back to the SM7B because I think I like the sound a lot better. I listened to some Ocarina of Time music. It was a real nerdy weekend. Ocarina of Time with, I was listening to it, and all I get in my head is, yeah, ha, he, ha, he, yeah, like those Link sounds. I don't know if I did it right. They'd have Navi, the fairy, in there, and she'd be like, hey, listen, listen. And I thought it would be funny if they got Dave Chappelle to do it, like, hey, listen. Nope, much more funny in my own head. Dave Chappelle doing Navi from Ocarina of Time. Let's see, what else? Cigars, cigarettes. There's this sampler for HD tracks. If you guys want to check it out, I'll put a link in the show notes. And HD tracks is basically a source for buying high-res music. So if you want to buy music at a premium price. For example, my favorite REM album is Monster. And on HD tracks, it's available at, I think, 96 kilohertz sampler rate, 24-bit. And you can buy them uncompressed Wave or AIFF. You can buy them on FLAC. You can buy it at Apple Lossless. Apple Lossless, I think on HD tracks, it's like $18. If that stuff is important to you, check out HD tracks. I don't think it's that I don't think it's that important, because I think they've debunked the reasoning behind consumers listening to high definition audio a long time ago. Maybe if I can find that, I'll put that article in the show notes thing. But if you're interested in seeing what all the fuss is about, I'll put the links to the HD tracks download sampler. They had some nice jazz stuff in there. They had a Tori Amos track in there. Let's see. I'm looking around. Arnold Schwarzenegger stuff. I'm scrolling through my news feed and Facebook here. That may be enough for today. So that's a quick update. Dancast episode, I don't know what, for January 11th, 2015. I hope to hear from you guys soon.